Hey, beautiful souls. You're very welcome back to some cosmic guidance for the week ahead. You are with myself, Hazel Halley, and this is for the 7th to the 14th of December 2020. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. This is a collective reading for a personal reading, Reiki session, Reiki course. Head over to my website, cosmicangel555simplesci.com. So unfortunately, beautiful souls, I am booked up now for this month for Christmas, and I'm starting to get booked up now for the new year. So I am still taking more bookings for the new year. Well, personal readings and Reiki sessions are booked up now. I will be still here with the guidance to get us through the Christmas and the new year. So, wow, beautiful souls, how powerful was that full moon lunar eclipse? Fuck. I had to say, beautiful souls, that was like, fuck, it was so powerful. Oh God, I find it hard to actually put into words and describe the energy of that week. Personally, it did help me strengthen my healthy boundaries with family members. Yesterday on the 6th, we had what's known as a moon wobble. This is the point between eclipses. It can bring about some wobbly, uncertain, volatile energy. But as we know, growth, expansion, and opportunities lie in this uncertain energy, in the uncertainty, in stepping into the unknown and embracing that. Also, this is an old paradigm that we are now reprogramming as a collective. Not having to know everything or micromanage every situation. Grounding yourself will help a lot this week with the energy, because it is going to be a bit up and down, beautiful souls. But we got this. We're after making it this far. We can make it for the last month, and I'm sure you are all feeling that new energy that is coming in. On the 10th, we have an alignment with Pluto and Aries, or Aries, whatever way you want to say it. And we have been working with this energy for a little while. Pluto is known as the Lord of the Underworld, and Aries is the goddess of the underworld. So it is quite a bit of shadow energy coming up this week. This is a similar energy to the moon wobble. So whatever may come up, it is to be worked with and released, making way for the new and the rebirth. Pluto helping us to embody our phoenix energy, rising from them ashes. So that is on the 10th, beautiful souls. You may start to feel that building up. But on the 12th, we do have this amazing, beautiful, powerful, stunning 12-12 portal, representing completion, reflection, wrapping up. Great time to congratulate yourself on your growth and what you're bringing in with this new energy, this mindset of being grateful for everything that we have gone through in this last year alone. This is a powerful day to connect with your light body, with your guides, with your third eye, your crown, and so forth. Star family. And coming towards the end of the week, we will start to feel the energy from the solar eclipse falling on the 14th or the 15th. I will be back with some amazing guidance for that. This is a total solar eclipse in Sagittarius. This is a really potent energy of change, of fresh starts, of new beginnings, new energy. Feeling this build at the end of the week up to this fresh, new, vibrant energy. Sorry about that, beautiful souls. And as we get to the end of the week, it is a good time to start setting intentions coming towards this total solar eclipse, as our thoughts of manifestation and creation will be heightened by this energy. So what are you focusing on, beautiful souls? Being true to yourself, moving forward, being kind and compassionate with yourself this week is so, so important. And also making sure that you're keeping warm, beautiful souls. I don't know what way the weather is where you are, but we are going now into the zeros, minus ones and zeros. So as ever, let us take moments, shift our awareness into our stillness, which is coming up in the reading for the week ahead. Tuning into our heart center. Grounding our cord into Mother Gaia. Right down into the core. Moving that cord up into the cosmos, aligning with Venus, and now let us take a moment, shift our awareness, tune into the amazing frequencies of love, light and guidance that's available right now. So, beautiful souls, our overall energy that we are working with for our collective this week is fruitation, which is an amazing energy. So basically, beautiful souls, fruitation is coming in this week for many different aspects, which ones are dependent on your life and your circumstances and where you are right now in your growth and on your journey. Everybody is exactly where they need to be. So fruitation, I feel, is coming in towards wrapping up things, towards the achievements and congratulations that we are giving ourselves from the experiences that we've been through and the growth that has taken place. Maybe also the fruitation of projects that you have started are now coming to a close, and maybe you are starting to see the fruits of that labour coming into play. I feel it is also the energy, as I was mentioning, of that fresh start, of these new beginnings and opportunities and this new year that's coming in. But the biggest thing that I feel it's linking to is the change in ourselves, the fruitation to the change and the growth in where we are right now in our journey. And really stopping and giving yourself congratulations for that, beautiful souls. As we know, many people don't self-reflect and try and change their ways of being and stay in a victim mode their whole life. When you are reclaiming your divine power, learning to walk your energy and be in flow with the universe, and also in alignment with your soul's essence. So yeah, good bit came true there on the channeling on that card. So fruitation, beautiful souls, for the energy that we're working with. Next two cards that we got is from the Starseed deck. The first one is cracked open, rock bottom, surrender to the alchemy of life. And I am going to read them out, beautiful souls, because when I was going through them earlier on, I felt like it was a message that we all needed to hear as a collective right now. Don't let the way and destiny of the world squash your tender spirit. Instead, let it call even more of a home into your body, at the center front of your life. It's true, the extreme pressure of life's trials, that diamonds are cultivated. It's when things are at their darkest that we cultivate proper fate and our light is ignited. It's through the crumbling that we can allow our wounds to be alchemized. Let your pain, sorrow, and losses make you, not break you. Let life alchemize your tragedies into gold. Be open to being cracked open, wide open. It's the difficult times that helps us grow in leaps and bounds, and in ways we could only dream were possible. But first, they have to crack us open. Sometimes it hurts like hell. It's nature's way. Whether you let it happen or not, it's going to happen. So surrender to the process. It's how the light gets in. When your heart cracks open, a space is created for your soul to more fully enter. When your soul cracks open, a space is created for the grace of the Holy Spirit to enter. Let your trials, your sorrows, your pains, and your losses transform you into more and more of yourself. Stay open to the possibility that your tragedies, your losses, your sorrows, and your hurt happened for you, not to you. Bless the thing that broke you down and cracked you open, because the world needs you open. Surrender to the alchemy of life. And your starseed soul inquiry, beautiful souls, how can you let life crack you open? So how powerful is that? I do feel we all needed to hear that. It is when the most growth can take place. It is when we can really, really feel and learn from our experiences. When we heal from that, we can then in turn help others heal and the collective. Letting them transform into more and more of our true self, letting more light in for your true authenticity, for your light to shine. It is stepping into that place of vulnerability. And as we have been conditioned in many, many lifetimes in society, that vulnerability isn't a good thing to have. But as we know, vulnerability is one of the most powerful things that we have. Because when we can step into that energy, when we can show ourselves to the world in that state and still know that we are loved and protected, that's when the true power can really shine. And the next one we got, beautiful souls, linking in amazingly with the energies of this week, is the void. Stop, embrace winter, great cosmic womb. So everything and nothing exists in the void. It's where all life begins and ends. It's the winter and the womb, the fertile darkness where all things originate and all seeds grow. Comforting and intimidating, freeing and daunting. It can feel both overwhelmingly small and huge. The void is where faith lives. The message of the void is to surrender to the unknown, to allow the fertile darkness of nothingness to nourish the new seeds growing within you. Regardless of whether you'll know what they'll one day come to be, you're being called to surrender to the mystery of what's next, to rest and to allow the winter of your life to do the work for you, to hand over your control and trust that just because you can't see what's happening beneath the surface, it doesn't mean things aren't at work. The greatest weavings happen when we find a way to surrender and trust that our life is being knitted right for us, right beneath the surface, in ways known and unknowable. Now is the time to cultivate faith and allow deep, deep rest. The void often surfaces at the end of a chapter or life phase, when we are called to let go of all the know and that we know and identify with. When you're in the void, it can feel scary and as if you should be doing something. However, when this card appears, it's a sure sign that the most productive thing to do is relinquish control and surrender to the change and mystery of your life. How are you being called to surrender to the unknown mystery of your life? So embracing the unknown, beautiful souls, again, as we know, that has been a theme reoccurring. I just love as well how that mentioned that void comes up when we're at the end of a chapter or a phase in our life, which we are all now as a collective at this moment in time. Our next card that we got, beautiful souls, is out of the Sacred Care Oracle, something that we can self-care with this week, and it is Be Still. So, beautiful souls, we are asked to go inward this week. It is coming up also in the tarot, But taking the time to be still, to not have any distractions. If you live in a house with other people, ask them to give you 5 or 10 minutes where you won't be disturbed, where you can just be in the stillness. Maybe even if you have to go outside and go somewhere, that you can be alone and be in nature and just be at peace. It's when we can find and hear our inner wisdom, guidance and knowing, when we can stop for a minute. So how can you bring this into your everyday routine, beautiful souls? Even taking 5 minutes to reflect on your thoughts and emotions, and see what feelings arise when you take the time to do this ritual process. So moving on to the tarot, beautiful souls, for the team for the week ahead. I pulled the theme from the first light tarot. We got strength and we got the hermit. So as I did mention, we are reflecting, but while we're doing this reflecting, our intuition is strengthening, our connections with the other realms, with our guides, is strengthening. This is due to that 12-12 portal also near the end of the week. But apart from that, it's more to do with the work that you are putting in on your journey. We are also being asked to shine our strength, so to speak. When you step into your sacred self power, be your true authentic self, you can then inspire others to do the same. So I feel like there is going to be a lot of downloads this week, beautiful souls. A lot of lucid dreaming going on. A lot of messages, a lot of numbers. Whatever way your guides come through with messages, there's going to be lots of synchronicities also this week. Maybe you're already seeing 12-12 on your phone. Because I've been seeing that actually since last week. A good while. So yeah, hermit mode with our reflection, beautiful souls. Really being compassionate with ourselves and recharging, because that lunar eclipse was so strong. We are kind of recharging now before we are, I don't want to say hit with solar, total solar eclipse, but you know, working up to that. So yeah, intuition, third eye, crown chakra activations this week, heart center, expansion, reflection mode, strengthening on all levels, layers and dimensions. So that is the theme for the week. Moving on to the tarot, beautiful souls. So the start of the week, we got 3 cards, and like as I said, beautiful souls, the start of the week is a little bit up and down. So beautiful souls, start of the week, we got 10 of wands, the lovers and king of swords reversed. So I do feel like at the start of the week we're maybe feeling still a bit of heavy frequencies from that lunar eclipse, from what still maybe needs to be released. I also feel that a lot of these are again linking in with ancestral patterns and with karmic patterns that we are releasing, old paradigms, ways of being. We are, though, like, really communicating from the heart center, you know. We're being heard, we're being felt, we're being seen, and we're not being afraid to communicate from that space. So I do feel like our own relationship where our self-love is getting stronger, and then in turn that's making any relationships that is around us grow too. So the relationships, the self-love is being felt, is being worked on at the start of the week. But also I feel like one of the paradigms that is shifting is the security, working hard for what you have. That paradigm is going, and the new one that's coming in is working with what's in alignment with your soul's essence is the new paradigm. So I do feel maybe a lot of you beautiful souls are starting to realize and release the attachment to the material world, and knowing that your needs are already met by the universe. So there's a little bit of up and down there at the start of the week. The middle of the week we did get the Hanged Man, so again, the Hair Man, the Hanged Man, there's a lot of introspection and reflection going on this week. Again, I keep feeling like it's to do with the physical world, with the attachments that's held here. Actually, I'm just realizing that this Hanged Man has an ankh on him, and I've just actually recently made an ankh organoi for a beautiful soul that should be getting posted this week, if you're listening. But the ankh just reminded me of that, and that is pretty similar to an 8 also of the infinity. So yeah, I feel like that's the 12-12 portal bringing that in again, beautiful soul. So paradigms being turned upside down there in the middle of the week. The end of the week, we did get the Temperance again. So again, we're bringing it back into balance at the end of the week. It does balance itself out. That's when we're starting to get ready for that total solar eclipse that's coming in. Energy is starting to balance back out after doing a good bit of releasing, after doing a good bit of self-reflection, a bit of introspection. And then for the weekend, we got the Sacred Clown, which is the Fool. So again, then we're ready to set the intentions. We're ready for this total solar eclipse that's coming up. We're ready to find the diamonds from the growth of the darkness and the roughness that we have been through. And we're starting to feel that fresh energy coming in at the weekend. And the final card, beautiful souls, I got this deck for my Reiki clients. And I wouldn't actually recommend the deck unless you're Master Reiki or at least level 2. Because otherwise they just wouldn't make that much sense. So the card that we got to wrap this up, which I thought was on point, because we do have that shadowy, fiery kind of energy there during the week with Pluto and Aries. This one is called the Okanula, Anger Not. So I feel like there was some anger coming up during this week, and as we know, anger is actually hurt. Anger is a cry for love. Again, as I'm always mentioning, it is embracing our human emotions. Crying is just as good as laughing. It is a releasing for the body, as well as anger. Anger is there for a reason, but it's again being more diligent and trying to really put our self-mastery into that emotion to not project our anger onto somebody else. When that usually happens, it flings back at you just as quick because it's a projection of anger, of hurt. So again, the communication, it is better to express your hurt feelings rather than letting that build up into anger, which can then sometimes fester into resentment. So, as we know, acknowledging it, releasing it in a non-hurtful way. Again, sometimes we can't avoid situations or things in our life that may make anger arise. But again, we can learn how to control our reactions, how we respond. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me for this cosmic guidance for the week ahead. Thank you for joining me and for receiving the podcasts. I am so grateful to be a guidance for these messages and to help you, beautiful souls, navigate your journey of awakening and healing. I'm also really grateful to be a channel for the beautiful souls that I am helping along their healing journey personally. I will be back with that amazing guidance for the total solar eclipse. It is going to be a powerful one. And I hope you are all starting to look forward to Christmas. Remember, again, if anything and if and that reading has been saying for earlier on, we do not need material stuff to make us happy. Being with one another is, I feel, all that really matters at the end of the day. So definitely don't let yourself get stressed out. Just enjoy being with, well, friends and family you can, and make the most of relaxing and resting and eating. You can also catch me on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, Cosmic Angel 555. I am also making up Organite. I have a good few orders there at the moment, so if any more orders comes in, I'm not sure whether I'll get them finished before Christmas, but if not, they'll be ready in the new year. We are back posting everywhere also. And I am sending you all an abundance of love and light. I also want to give my soul sister a shout out. I was supposed to do that last week and I kept forgetting. So please go over and check her out on Facebook, Madame Angelique, Angelique Visions. She also does amazing rune readings. And I am sending you all an abundance of love and light. So please be kind and gentle with yourselves this week, beautiful souls. We are walking through a lot of energy and you are doing amazing. Namaste.